So I'm Scott Bull, and I'm the chief engineer at the National Magnet Lab. We've been in charge of designing the actual hardware for the magnet system.
Are there some problems which might occur and which might need your experience?
Yes, possibly. So it's mostly just a monitoring function. There's a lot of very complicated steps, so we need to make sure we do everything in order and every step correctly, because it's hard to back up. Some things are final. Once you do them, you can't undo them. So it's very important that you pay attention while you do all these various steps.
And for which specific step are you here now in Berlin?
So the tricky part is there's actually two magnets in the system. So one is a superconducting magnet, which is actually in vacuum and very cold at 4 Kelvin. And then there's, on the inner diameter, there's a resistive magnet. So it's a water-cooled machine. So it's very important the magnets interact with each other. So it's very important that they be centered correctly to minimize that interaction between the two magnets.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And that's, mm-hmm. That's where the suspension system comes into play.
And is this a mechanical suspension with chains or with
It's
ropes?
Actually some long titanium rods. So there's 8 rods, and they're in such a configuration that they properly support the superconducting magnet. So, we'd like to keep it centered within, fractions of a millimeter. So when we actually tighten the suspension system on Friday, we have a way to measure how the magnet is moving, because we can't look inside and see, but we have a certain feature that we can measure while we tighten the suspension system. And I think that when we were all done tightening the suspension system, the magnet had moved maybe 0.2 millimeters. So that's very good. So Friday, we actually did the adjustment, and then there's some final welding that has to be done once it's adjusted. So that's one of the steps that's very hard to back up. So you need to make sure that you have everything done correctly before you weld it. It's very hard to undo it. So, and it's gone really well.
Did you do the welding yourself?
No, some people came from Chivasso, the welder. They sent the welder from Creotech. So I think they sent their best welder here from up here to do the final welding. So we adjusted the links, and then he finished the welding, and then we put the cryostat back under vacuum to verify that all the welds were good. So that's where we are this morning.
What are the next steps now?
So right now the cryostat is actually laying on its side. It's like it's in its bed sleeping. So on Wednesday, we plan on tipping the cryostat up so the bore will actually become horizontal. And that will be the final configuration of how the magnet ultimately is operated. So for shipping, it was laying down with the bore pointing towards the sky, and then we'll flip it up so the bore is parallel to the ground. And that's how it will be configured for use in the neutron hall. And then after we flip it, we'll have to do some more adjustment to the suspension system, because the configuration of the weight will change. So we'll readjust the suspension system and hopefully go home smiling.